And now the game where we hand out prizes for doing something not particularly prize-worthy. It's been 10 years since the Salt Lake Winter Olympics, and this place remains a winter sports mecca, especially for speed skating. That's the one with skates, without stuffed animals. Two-time Olympian speed skater Nick Pearson came to Salt Lake to train and compete in the 2002 Olympics. He never left. We're excited he's here and that he's wearing his skin-tight suit. Nick Pearson, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So, basically, most people only get interested in speed skating Olympics time, right? It's like
that's the problem with our sport. Yeah, once every 4 years, people realize, oh, there's speed skating out there, and they watch it.
Really?
And it seems to be some people's favorite sports during Olympics. So, hopefully, we can somehow gain their interest.
Well, you could be like NASCAR and crash into each other. And tell me about. We have to ask about the suit.
Yeah.
Was that when you first saw like the skin-tight aerodynamic suits that you guys wear, were you like, oh, God, no, or finally, that's why I got into this?
It's part of the sport. It's nothing.
and they're very thin, right, because they're low weight, high, what's the word? You want less resistance to the wind as you go.
Correct.
And use the word torque, Peter.
Torque.
Torque. Yeah. Torque.
And when you wear them, everybody can see your torque, right?
I think that's right. Okay. I think that's right. Yeah. Perfect.
I remember reading in 1980 that Eric Heiden had thighs bigger than my waist. How do you get your pants on?
Well, Eric Heiden, by the way, he's still one of our team doctors, and his thighs are still bigger than most of the speed skaters out there. So, he's a specimen.
That must hurt, though. After a while, when you're walking through the day, I mean, it's hard to walk.
It is, when you're training, it actually is hard to buy a normal pair of jeans. You got to go with the looser fit.
Do you just put on a different pair of jeans on each leg?
They wear the pants that, like, heavy people, like, used to, you know, like, I lost all this weight, and they hold that giant pair. That's what speed skaters, like, fit.
Is there a hierarchy of Olympic athletes? I mean, do you guys aware that who's cool and who's not? Like, I don't know who'd be the coolest or who'd be the least cool.
What about the luge people?
I would think that the
those losers.
What's the lowest status? Because I would think it'd be ski jumpers. All they do is fall.
I don't know if I can answer this one.
You can.
It's luge. It's like just driving a car, right?
Just hanging on.
Don't say biathletes.
Well, there's
Nick,
always
curling. Guns.
Curling.
Yeah, curling.
Curling.
You're telling me, so the members of the curling team don't have a lot of use for the 10,000 condoms they give away.
I will say they probably drink more beer than everyone else there, though.
Well, yeah.
So.
What about the ice dancers? It's like, why not just be a figure skater?
They don't like to jump. We hear these stories about the Olympic Village that, like, they have 10,000 condoms they give away, and they need more, and that you guys just have this bacchanal in there, and the TV. Is this true?
Your wife just left, so go ahead. Say whatever you
want. They do hand out condoms. I remember in Vancouver, there's places where you can get them just sitting around. But
in Salt Lake, of course, I believe there were single-serving packets of Postum. You know what they say? When in Rome, you're nowhere near Salt Lake City. Don't behave that way.
Your wife is an athlete?
My wife was an Olympian in 2002 also.
Oh, geez. Are you guys going to make super-powered babies?
Well, our daughter is actually here today. She's only 11 months, though, so...
And she can already sprint.
No, I saw her. I saw this. There was a baby in the lobby who was lifting up a couple of the interns.
You said your wife was an Olympian?
Yes.
What sport?
Speed skating also.
Really?
Yeah.
So was it like one of those collisions of fate?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
We actually met when, I think, right around 10 years old. She's from Minnesota, from Wisconsin, different regional meets, and we knew each other for a long time.
Cool. So. Really?
Wow.
That's so romantic.
Oh, my God. You could...
At any point in your, I guess, many years together, did you ever race each other?
I mean, No? She's female, I'm male. Like.
Well, I understand that. I wasn't born yesterday, my friend. I know how this works. But really, I mean, you are married to an Olympian speed skater. You're an Olympian speed skater. I know some Olympic athletes that are extremely competitive people. They have to be. And you never once said, let's go out on the ice, honey, you and me, and see how it goes?
Not on the ice. Competitive, yes, though. I mean, there's a bunch of other things that we've been competitive at, so.
Really?
Yeah.
No, like what? I mean, do you ever, like, pick events, well, and you're like, and you're, and she's like, oh, pick bearing children. Beat me in that.
No, I mean, just random little things, board games, going on a bike ride. Little things happen all the time. I mean, we're competitive by nature, I guess, so.
Right. Okay. It'd be funny if, like, you're sitting on a street somewhere in Park City and these two racing bikes go whipping by them and one of them has a little baby car in the back. What are you two doing?
That's how we make it even. I have to take the baby.
Right. She's sharpening her blades now. I got to ask, all your years around athletes, did you ever secretly try figure skating?
No.
Why?
I will say that when you're younger and you're on the, like, just goofing around, you, like, do little things and jump
a
around a little
you
bit.
You do a little, like, a sow cow.
I don't know if you're actually, like, wanting to be a figure skater, just kind of playing around.
Really?
Yeah.
And how'd it go?
Yeah, not so good.
Not so good?
Kind of hard when you got an 18-inch blade on your skate to
crazy. Well, it's great to have you here. Nick, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Whoa, slow down there, friend.
So you go fast, dangerously fast. We're going to ask you about things that go very slow. Answer two out of three questions about three very slow things, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Nick Pearson playing for?
Nick is playing for Elizabeth Sharp of Park City, Utah. All
right. Here is your first question. The arts can be slow, including which of these examples? A song by John Cage, which is currently playing and will last for 639 years. B, an experimental reworking of Romeo and Juliet in which they die at the end of old age. Or C, a painting by the artist Kafo, which uses slow-drying paint so that viewers will be literally watching paint dry for centuries.
God, this is hard.
It is.
That's a hard one.
Well, you don't have to answer it, Mo.
I'm going
to
go with C.
You're going to go with C? That people are going to watch paint dry for centuries?
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. It's actually A. It's the John Cage. So John Cage, of course, the famous experimental composer. This piece is called As Slow As Possible. And the first three notes last for a year and a half.
Oh, that is just silly.
Okay, your next question is a story about a daring but slow escape. By whom? Was it A, Lottie the tortoise, who escaped from her English home and was found a mile and a half away 2 years later?
Aww.
B, a man named Paul Gordon, who dug a hole out of Rahway Correctional Facility in New Jersey by scratching at a brick with a needle every day for 38 years.
That's interesting.
Or C, Fred the banana slug, who escaped from his cage at UC Santa Cruz by crawling the 4 feet to a window over 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Does this lady know where I live in case I get all these
I don't know. I mean, she's from Park City. You're from Park City. Park City's not very big.
You're going to run into her at Whole Foods.
She's going to skate right down here.
I'll go with A.
You're going to go with A, Lottie the tortoise?
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
That's what happened. After Lottie escaped from her new owner's home in England, she was found in a field a mile and a half away, still pointed towards freedom. All right, this is exciting. I love it when this workout. This is the finals, final heat. It's about, appropriately enough, a very slow athlete, perhaps the slowest ever. Was it Jonathan Weiss, who in 1916 broke his leg while hitting a home run and had to hop around the bases, which took him 45 minutes? B, a man named Shizo Kanakuri, who took 54 years to finish a marathon. Or C, Theodore Skolnick, a bowler so deliberate and careful, he took 8 hours to bowl a single game.
I'm going to go with A again.
You're going to go with A again?
Oh, no. So, I don't.
Whoa.
No.
They're mad. Nothing makes them mad.
They want C.
So you're going to... some people here think it's this guy, Theodore Skolnick. Do you know Theodore Skolnick? What's it going to be?
I got to go with the crowd, otherwise, I'm going with C.
You're going to go with C? It was B. Not only was it B, Theodore Skolnick is my uncle. He's a retired grocer in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Shizo Kanakuri was an Olympic marathoner in the 1912 Olympics, and he dropped out halfway through from exhaustion, but he didn't tell anyone, so he was never recorded as not finishing. So in 1966, he went back to Sweden and finished it, giving him a final time of 54 years, 8 months, 6 days, 8 hours, 52 minutes, and 20 seconds.
Be good, Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Carl, how did Nick Pearson do in our quiz?
Well, Nick needed at least 2 correct answers to win for Elizabeth Sharp, but Nick had just 1 correct answer.
Oh. Says the crowd who forced him into the wrong answer. You people.
This is what I want to hear. I want to hear all of you right now say, "I'm sorry" to Nick. 1, 2, 3.
I'm sorry.
Nick Pearson is a 2-time Olympic speed skater and a program coordinator at U.S. Speed Skating here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Skating away, skating away, skating away.